How many tries did it take you to pass the road test to get your driver's license? Most teens these days are pretty good at it. In fact, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation says in 2019, 84% of 16 and 17-year-olds passed it on their first attempt. So when COVID-19 hit and caused the state to shut down, the Department of Motor Vehicles was looking for ways to avoid a huge backlog in driving tests. Since teens were having not much trouble passing it anyway, administrators said they didn't have to take it. They'd still have to pass the written test and meet some other requirements to legally drive, but none of those parallel parking, merging on the highway, or checking mirror tests. Instead, a parent would sign a waiver. Well, now there's talk of making that temporary change permanent. That would need to be approved by the legislature. It's included in Governor Evers' proposed budget. Our next guest, though, has some concerns about this approach. You could join in with your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Should 16 and 17-year-olds have to pass the road test to get their driver's license, or does it make sense to waive that requirement? Do you trust parents to make the final call on whether their teenage kids can legally drive? Does it make you worry when you're on the road? If you're a parent, what do you want to see happen? And as a young driver or parent thereof, were you one of the people who did this, got the driver's license, the graduated driver's license, without the road test last year? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Earlier this week, the morning show talked to Christina Boardman, DMV administrator for the DOT. Today, we've got Nick Jarmus, director of public affairs for AAA Wisconsin. Nick, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
What concerns do you have about this idea of waiving the road test?
Well, you know, the road test has been a part of the process for a long time, and we think it's a crucial final evaluation that needs to be administered as a standardized test at the state level to really make sure that before a teen gets that license, they have satisfactorily acquired all the skills that are needed. Parents certainly have a role to play in preparing their teens for the road and determining whether their teens are ready to take the test, but we don't think that it should be up to the parents to decide whether or not they can waive that test.
What kind of things do young new drivers tend to have trouble with in the early days of their driving, or maybe even things that get them dinged in that road test in the first place?
Well, the biggest issue with teens is even though they do well on their road test, but they run into issues with inexperience behind the wheel. And then any sort of risk factors that they may layer on top of that, that, you know, aren't necessarily exclusive just to teens, whether it's, you know, using their phone or being distracted or even possibly being intoxicated or even just being impaired from fatigue, you know, being overtired while they're driving. Those factors exacerbate the inexperience behind the wheel, which is why teens have such an elevated risk for crash compared to all of their age groups.
Now, this initial idea was, okay, hey, we've got this pandemic. We can't coop up driving instructors and the kids in the car together for the test. Did you think this was okay as a temporary measure?
Well, you know, it was a less than ideal solution, but it was a less than ideal situation by any measure. We certainly understood the position that DMVs were in across the country at the time. You know, there were teens that needed to get their test, you know, license, you know, for very practical, legitimate reasons, and it would negatively impact them and their families if they weren't able to, but it simply wasn't safe to administer the test the way we historically have. So it was okay, we think, for this to be done on a temporary basis because of the emergency conditions, but we do think it should be sunsetted, and we should go back to the way we have done it historically.
Now, the DMV is saying, hey, even without the road test, there's a pretty high bar for teens to get the license. I want to give a listen to DMV Administrator Christina Boardman on WPR's The Morning Show. This was Tuesday of this week.
We know that if you are participating in classroom, you're participating behind the wheel with a trained instructor, and you are purposely and having those 30 plus hours with your parents in a variety of conditions, and you've had at least 6 months of practice, we feel that says a lot, and that parent is in a great position with all of that time that they've logged in the car to make that decision.
So behind the wheel with a trained instructor, a lot more going on. Is the road test just a formality at that point?
We don't think so. And I, you know, we've worked with DOT on a number of issues in the past. And, you know, I certainly don't want to be critical of them. I understand where they're coming from with this. But we do believe that it needs to be sort of a fail-safe system. And AAA is in, as a company, we've operated drivers education programs. We've administered behind the wheel programs ourselves. Well, we just launched our own online driver's ed classroom portion that teens can begin taking. So, you know, we appreciate the confidence that there is in these programs. And we would agree that schools, both, you know, both ourselves as well as our colleagues across the state that are administering these education programs are doing a great job. But we do think that there should still be that objective fail-safe system on the other end of things that, you know, it shouldn't be the same people teaching that are administering and scoring in the final evaluation.
We're talking to Nick Jarmus, Director of Public Affairs for AAA Wisconsin. We are talking about the idea of getting rid of the road test for 16 and 17-year-old drivers. It was done away with temporarily on account of COVID-19. They're talking about maybe making that permanent. Nick doesn't like the idea. What do you think? 800-642-1234 is the number to call, especially, you know, if you're listening, if you're a parent or a kid who did this without the road test. Love to hear your experience at 800-642-1234. Let's go to your calls now. Bill is with us in Richland Center. Bill, hi.
Hello.
What do you think, Bill?
Well, I definitely am vehemently opposed to not having a driver's test. I'm an over-the-road truck driver. I see the results of it every day of young people not being prepared to be out on the road. They drive too fast for conditions. They don't leave enough space between themselves and other vehicles. If it rains, they don't even know enough to turn on their headlights in the rain or fog or snow. And I think they need much more preparation to be on the road. Another big thing is that all vehicles should have to have reflective vests within the vehicle in case there is trouble with a car. They don't turn on their emergency flashers, and they walk around like they're on the whole road when they're trying to change a tire, and we wonder how come people get ran into, even police vehicles get hit by other cars because nobody will slow down for the situation.
Bill, thanks a lot for the call. Bill's worried about the quality of youth driving, Nick, even under the current or the previous rules.
Yeah, you know, and I think, you know, Bill's perspective is really interesting, and it highlights the fact that this isn't just an issue that concerns teens and their parents. You know, we all share the road with teen drivers. And so this is a public safety issue. This is an issue that is, you know, again, reinforces why this shouldn't simply be left as a decision up to each individual families. There certainly is a public interest for the state at stake to make sure that they are administering a final evaluation.
Thanks a lot, Bill, for sharing your experiences on the road with us. We'll go to Annie now in Winneconne. Annie, hello. Are you there, Annie?
Hello.
Yep, you're on the air, Annie. Go for it.
Oh, I am. Okay. I'm a 71-year-old grandmother, and I have a grandson who will be driving soon. I think when children have to take a road test with someone who is not mom or dad, someone who has some kind of elevated position, either with the DMV or maybe they're in the police department, that makes that road test that much more important for the kid to prepare for. And I don't think kids have the judgment, and frankly, some parents these days might not have the best judgment in putting their kids out there behind the wheel. I see a lot of kids, as the previous caller mentioned, not doing the best driving. And I think I, as a driver, would feel safer if I knew that they had to pass a standard type of road test that was made for everyone.
Annie, thanks a lot for that call. So the road test kind of ups the seriousness of the whole thing for kids, she says, Nick.
I think that's a really good point. You know, it's good to know that the teens are coming in, you know, historically have been coming into the test so well prepared. But the fact that that's been the case in the past doesn't mean that if we remove that, you know, final test that they need to be prepared for, that they'll continue to be that well prepared if that test is waived.
We're talking about whether teenagers should have to pass a road test before getting their driver's license. The state DMV waived that requirement during the pandemic to avoid a big backlog of tests. Now they want to make the change permanent for 16 and 17 year olds. They say most teens by far pass the test on the first try anyway, and say there's still a high bar for them to clear in order to legally drive. A parent will also need to sign off on this. Nick Jarmus stays with us, Director of Public Affairs for AAA Wisconsin. And you can join in with your thoughts and or experiences at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let's go back to your calls now. Lucas is with us in Appleton. Lucas, hi.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good. What do you want to tell us about, Lucas?
Yeah, so I didn't grow up in Wisconsin. I grew up in the South, and in Tennessee, you had an option where you could either take a quick test with the DMV, you do the written test and then the driver's test at the DMV, or you could do a written test and then kind of a class that was more of a long, drawn-out driver's test, and it lasted 2 weeks so that the driving instructor could actually see you in multiple different types of scenarios. And I feel like that was a better option for me than doing the one time at the DMV, because you kind of, it's a crapshoot of what the weather is going to be like that day or who you get stuck with to actually administer the test. So I feel like not doing the test at the DMV was a better option.
I want to ask Lucas, so in this 2 week class, was this all in a classroom or are you actually out on the road driving too?
So we did it was longer than 2 weeks because it was part of school.
Okay.
But it was 2 weeks in a classroom and then 2 weeks of driving.
Okay.
So it ended up being 4 weeks.
But no final exam of driving and being evaluated on it sounds like, if I have this right, Lucas.
No, as you drove for those 2 weeks, that was your exam.
Got it. All right, Nick, what do you think? I mean, that's kind of what this would end up being like in Wisconsin. You'd have this driving instructor with you while you're doing the training, but not have that final road test.
You know, without knowing the exact specifics of the state we're referring to here, I mean, I think the question is still whether there's a third party doing as some sort of an evaluation versus just leaving it up to the parents. Now, granted, they do still have to pass driver's ed, so the instructor will still have some input on it. But ultimately, you know, the decision is left up to the parents themselves. And I think that's still a little bit different than what the caller was referring to.
Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. Let's go back to your calls now. We've got Kate with us in Hortonville. Kate, hello.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
What did you want to tell us about, Kate?
Well, I wanted to share our experience. Our daughter is 16, and she opted to omit the standard test, and she has really found that it's helped her significantly. It's lessened the stress and anxiety that, you know, taking this big driver's test away. It's been really lovely for her. She's spent more time behind the wheel with her family. She's spent more time behind the wheel with her driver's instructor. She's had more experience in different scenarios. Roundabouts in Wisconsin are really tricky, so she doesn't have that big anxiety about, you know, one test that she can anticipate the whole route for. So it's been really great, and I foresee it being a great option for kids in the future.
Kate, thanks a lot for that call. So at least one user of this experience, Nick, liked how it came out.
Yeah, I think I would suggest, though, that, you know, it doesn't have to be either or, at least the way the caller presented it. I mean, we encourage, you know, parents to do as much behind the wheel practice with their teen as possible. I mean, the state currently mandates 30 hours. There's legislation currently being voted on that we're supporting that would increase it to 50 hours. But we think it should be as much as you can and expose your teen to as many different scenarios behind the wheel, as many different types of driving environments behind the wheel before they get their license and end up having to encounter those things on their own. But we still think, you know, there still should be that objective final evaluation before you cross over from, you know, having your permit to getting your license.
Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. Nick Jarmus is with us from AAA Wisconsin, looking at the idea of ending the road test for 16 and 17-year-old aspiring drivers, temporarily waived during the COVID pandemic. The talk of making that permanent now. We heard from Ryland on the Ideas Network Facebook page, who says we should move closer to what Canada does, multiple road tests months apart, so you get tested in different weather as time goes on, you should be getting better. Our current road test is too easy, Ryland says. And one of our callers mentioned something along those lines, the idea of, you know, getting to see different weather. What do you think of that idea, Nick? That would be kind of moving in the opposite direction of what we're talking about here.
Well, you know, it's an interesting idea. And I think it highlights a couple of points that we actually have been making in advocating for the legislative change regarding the 50 hours. And the other part of that bill that increases it to 50 hours actually lowers the permit age to 15 instead of 15 and a half. So currently you can get your permit at 15 and a half, and then you're eligible to get your license at 16. This legislation would change it so that you're getting your permit at 15 and you have a full year to hold it before you're eligible to get your license. And the benefit of that is exactly as that commenter said, you get the full spectrum of weather, which Wisconsin gets pretty similar weather to Canada. And so we want to make sure that teens have as much experience in different environments, including different weather conditions, before they get their test.
Let's go back to our callers now. Tom is with us in Wanakee. Tom, hi.
Hello. I'd like to ask if the DMV has done analysis of the drivers that have not had a road test versus drivers that have had the road test in recent times, and look at accidents or citations and warnings in that first year since we're in COVID. So if DMV, if this has been for a year and a half or 15 months, take a comparable period and do a comparison.
Oh, interesting, Tom. Thanks for the call. Do we have any data like that, Nick?
You know, I don't know, but I think, you know, any data that we have from the past year, there's so many caveats to it just because this was such a different environment, in terms of driving. I mean, we saw traffic volumes plummeting, to 50-60% below normal volumes at points during the course of 2020. So driving in that environment, not the same as driving, and not the same sort of risks. Although we did see fatalities go up largely because people were speeding more during that time period. But I think trying to look at 2020 data is going to present a lot of challenges moving forward in a lot of different areas, because it was such a unique year in terms of what the roads look like.
Thanks for that call. CJ joins us next in Madison. CJ, hi.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call. I do have a commercial driver's license, and I do drive a lot on the highways, and I'm shocked at the aggressiveness just in the common public. And as a parent, I would require my kids, and I'm glad they did, have the pressure of being prepared for a driver's test. I don't know. I'm shocked that the insurance industry, you know, hasn't pressed for this, because I'm concerned about the safety not only for the kids but everybody else on the highway. And Tom did ask a question that I had, you know, if there is any data of the results of this trial, because I'm surprised that the long-term results wouldn't show that you know, the safety factor of these kids being pressed to be prepared one show.
CJ, thanks a lot for the call. Nick, CJ, worried as others are about the safety impacts of not having this road test.
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of that experience and knowing that they're checking all those boxes. I apologize, my network kind of cut out a little bit during his comments, but you know, that certainly is a big concern for us. Teens have that elevated crash risk. You just look at the statistical, you know, tables, and you see that, especially at, you know, 16, 17, that's when they're at their highest risk for being in a crash, and being injured or killed in a crash. And I think we really need to make safety the number one priority.
Thanks a lot for that call. You know, as we get on the road more and more, Nick, and start driving more as the pandemic winds down, leave us with a quick safety message for drivers of all ages in our last half a minute or so.
You know, it's really up to each and every one of us. You know, we support the Vision Zero concept that we can get to zero crashes on the road. That's really the only number that's acceptable, that's worth celebrating, because almost every crash is preventable as long as we're all paying attention, doing our part to be as safe as we can every time that we go out, every driver.
Nick, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Nick Jarmus is the Director of Public Affairs for AAA Wisconsin. We talked to him today about the state DMV's plan to waive the road test requirement for 16 and 17-year-old drivers. The idea would have to be approved by the state legislature. It's included in Governor Evers' proposed state budget, and it was happening on a temporary basis because of COVID already. You can still share your thoughts over on the Ideas Network Facebook page.